Well, since they covered everything, I have nothing to say. But it's a wonderful job the host committee is doing. They're working very hard. The time they spent trying to put all this together to culminate on one day in February is just really a tribute to the kind of work they're doing. Yeah, I got involved with them a couple of months ago, got to know what they're doing, how they're going about it. And as both Steve and Keith mentioned, that they're giving a lot to the communities in the Bay Area, all up and down this northern part of California. And it's really to be admired. And one of the things that they're doing is this high school honor roll, where 2,000 at least former players and coaches go to their high schools and give back, or actually it's 3,000, to over 2,000 high schools, go and pay a tribute to the high school where I think a lot of us were molded, learning who we were going to be in the future, picking out a college to go to, and eventually getting into the NFL. And this high school honor roll is something that I think is unique. I get to go to my old high school, James Lick, a former Comet, and you know, give a little talk, meet the people, meet the children, meet young men and women now, I guess, and let them experience some of the things that, you know, I did going through high school and making it all and getting to the point where I eventually got to. And that's right here in front of you right now. And it's a wonderful program. They're going to be donating money to their high school football programs. Once again, giving back to the communities that made an impact on all of us that are out here in this sport, playing the game that we all love. It's a week long or more celebration. As I said, this committee is work like no other to make it the finest Super Bowl event ever. And as Steve mentioned, you know, this is the ultimate. This is what we all strive for. To get to, sometimes you're in a bind. You never think you're going to get there, but once you do, it's an experience of a lifetime. You know, I'm just grateful to have been a part of it and to be a part of this as well. We're all looking forward to, you know, a wonderful season. This is the start of it, starting tomorrow night, Thursday night football, culminating in the 50th anniversary Super Bowl. And as Steve mentioned, 11 out of the 49 Super Bowls are represented by the two cities that were nearby, San Francisco and Oakland. That's a tremendous, tremendous, I think, event that they were able to capture so many Super Bowls in that time period. Wonderful coaches, players got together and made it happen. And this is the center of it right here in the Bay Area, here and across the Bay. And I'm glad to be a part of it. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow night's game, to all the events that are going to be occurring, as was mentioned by both Steve and Keith. It's a wonderful experience to get you all hyped up and getting ready for Super Bowl 50. So I want to thank you all. Thanks.